This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How cross-cultural dialogue enhances positive humanism and personal flourishing. Discover how cross-cultural dialogue deepens understanding through positive humanism, promoting empathy, growth, and a secular worldview for personal flourishing. Why cross-cultural dialogue matters in positive humanism. Imagine sitting down with a friend from a completely different background, different language, customs, beliefs, and having a conversation that flows effortlessly where you both genuinely understand and appreciate each other's perspectives. That's the magic of cross-cultural dialogue, and it's at the heart of what positive humanism is all about. So, what exactly is positive humanism? At its core, it's a secular worldview grounded in humanistic values and positive psychology that emphasizes personal flourishing without relying on supernatural beliefs. It's about cultivating empathy, respect, and a meaningful connection with others, no matter where they come from or what traditions they follow. In today's world, where divisions can feel so sharp, cross-cultural dialogue isn't just a nice to have, it's essential. It's a way for us to practice applied humanistic philosophy by engaging openly with people whose life experiences and cultural frameworks might be very different from our own. And when done with a genuine intent to understand rather than judge or convert, these conversations become powerful tools for mutual growth. Here's why this matters for everyone, even if you haven't thought much about philosophy or psychology before. It expands perspective. When you interact across cultures, you're often challenged to think differently. You might see situations and problems through a new lens, which enriches your understanding of the world. It builds empathy and respect. Learning about another's story or worldview breaks down stereotypes and prejudices. It humanizes the stranger, making it easier to connect on a truly human level. It fosters collaboration. Whether in communities, workplaces, or families, positive humanism encourages cooperation that values each person's unique contribution. It supports personal flourishing. Engaging in cross-cultural dialogue aligns with the positive psychology principles of growth and well-being by broadening your emotional and intellectual horizons. Now, you might wonder how a secular worldview fits into this. Positive humanism emphasizes reason, compassion, and ethical living without reliance on religious doctrines. This means the dialogue is grounded in shared human values, values that resonate across cultural differences, such as kindness, integrity, and the pursuit of happiness. This common ground laid by humanistic values makes it easier to communicate across cultures because it focuses the conversation on what unites rather than divides us. Instead of trying to convince someone to believe what you believe, the goal is to understand and find enriching connections that respect different paths to meaning and fulfillment. For those interested in diving deeper into these ideas, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. The book offers an accessible and practical look at how positive humanism can be a guiding framework for building a better, more compassionate and flourishing world. The strength of positive humanism lies in how it brings people together through a focus on shared human experiences and aspirations, rather than differences in faith or culture. By embracing this approach, cross-cultural dialogue becomes a tool not just for conversation, but for building communities rooted in understanding and personal flourishing. So if you're looking for ways to enrich your life and the lives of those around you by fostering meaningful, compassionate connections, exploring positive humanism might be the right step. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Visit https://w.positivehumanism.com and discover how applying these ideas can inspire your own personal growth and contribute to a more harmonious world.